So I would like to ask you to look at what Peter says about faith, about the result of faith in his second letter in chapter 1. So if you'll turn in your Bibles, if you have a Bible from the end of the row, it's on page 1224. But 2 Peter. So you see James, and then Peter doesn't follow shortly after. And then if you're looking at 1st, 2nd, 3rd John or Revelation, you've gone too far. 2 Peter. And we're off to the races. Peter says in his second letter in chapter 1, beginning at verse 2, "May grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness." Do you see that? God has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. There's nothing not given. All things. "Through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence." You haven't been called to Alva Baptist Church. You haven't been called to be a part of the family that you're in. You have been called to his own glory and excellence. He has, through your relationships, established this. So it is lived out in the church. It is lived out in your family. But he has called us to his own glory and excellence. God is the point. Are you living for him? He's really the point. Like, I love my kids. I want them to be happy. But God is more important than them thinking I'm a pal and a wonderful fella and, oh, such a dear. And sometimes my parenting of my children toward God, know him, follow him, involves correction, discipline, and moments that are boy sparks flying. And it's the same thing in the community. But we would love to spare everybody any discomfort. And we actually long. I would rather have relationships where everything is copacetic than have to confront about the need to consider the Lord. Should a minister say that? I'm just confessing. I would like peace and not conflict. And I'm tempted to avoid conflict, even when it means standing for God. He's called me to his glory and excellence. God is here. God is good. God is now. These laws stand against God, it must be said. This behavior imperils you. You must change. Who are you to tell me? Why are you? You're not any better. I saw you when you. Yes, it's true. I'm a sinner. Yes, I'm a member of this community. You've heard me when the window was open and I dropped the hammer on my toe. What I sound like. And still, God is good. God is worth the glory, and I must declare it. And I'm embarrassed of me, but I am proud of him. I set my seal to this, that God is true. And I have peace. And I have obtained the opportunity to enter into his throne room of grace. And I have perspective because there is hope. Because this messed up thing about me, it will not stand. When eternity comes, sin will be cast into the lake of fire and done with. And my illness, my testing positive with this problem will be done. In the meanwhile, you got me. And in the meanwhile, you know, we say to our kids, I'm your parents. I've never done this before. I'm trying to work it out. Right? Yeah. "Through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence, by which he granted to us his precious and very great promises that we sang about this morning, so that through them you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire." There is sinful desire in the world that you must escape, that will get you. Sin is crouching at your door, Cain, and its desire is to have you, but you must master it. This existed from the very first chapters of Genesis. And here we are now. God has granted to us great and precious promises so that through them we may be partakers of the divine nature and escape from this corruption. Oh, God, help me to share your life. Oh God, Holy Spirit, dwell in me richly to the depth where Jeremiah says the heart of man is desperately wicked. Who can know it? It's beyond our finding out. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would be down in there where I don't even know about healing me. This thing that Peter says, we have peace. We have the privilege of obtained access. We rejoice in the prospect of hope, the way that Paul outlined it in Romans chapter 5. We are justified by faith. Faith in what? Faith in these great and precious promises. Faith in this God who has called us to his glory and his excellence. Faith that we are partakers of the divine nature. We are not people behaving well. You are spirit endued. You are indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God. You are no longer your own. You are called to a life that God gave you to live, that you must live. And this is the teaching of Scripture.